Okay, good afternoon, folks. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, September the 28th, 2021. We'll call the meeting to order. We start our meetings with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. The invocation will be led by council member Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. Pledge of allegiance by council member Hallaby. Join us if you'd like.
Let us bow our heads as we invoke the presence of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. Lord, we ask that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to make the decisions that will benefit our city and our citizens. Lord, in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, next item on the agenda is a roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, is present.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4.
This is Linda Nash, Place 4, present.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5.
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a quorum. Everybody is present. The next item is item number 4, mayoral proclamations and presentations. Number 1, proclamation declaring October 2021 as Fire Prevention Month and October 3rd through the 9th, 2021 as Fire Prevention Week. Fisheye lens in there? Okay, good. Well, this is good. And it's very timely, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right, proclamation. Whereas the city of Harker Heights, Texas is devoted to ensuring the safety, security of all those living in and visiting our great city. And whereas smoke alarms sense smoke well before you can, alerting you to danger in the event of fire, in which you may have as little as 2 minutes to escape safely. And whereas working smoke alarms cut the risk of dying in reported home fires in half, and whereas Harker Heights residents who have planned and practiced a home fire escape plan are more prepared and will therefore be more likely to survive a fire, and whereas the Harker Heights Fire Department is dedicated to reducing the occurrence of home fires and home fire injuries through prevention and protection education, and whereas the 2021 Fire Prevention Week theme, quote, learn the sounds of fire safety, unquote, effectively serves to remind us it is important to learn the different sounds of smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, do hereby proclaim the month of October 2021 as Fire Prevention Month and October 3rd through the 9th, 2021, as Fire Prevention Week throughout the city. And I urge all our citizens to remain vigilant by checking their kitchens for fire hazards and using safe cooking practices at all times. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Harker Heights to be affixed this 28th day of September, 2021. Signed, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, City of Harker Heights. Congratulations.
Thank you,
good. All right. We'll do the pictures. Yeah. You guys got it?
Go.
Bye.
All right. See ya. Yes.
Okay.
That was great timing.
Chief, would you like to say anything?
I've said a lot over the last couple of months.
You sure have.
we're very proud of our city, certainly proud of our firefighters. Too bad they don't make smoke alarms from outside. But we got a lot of observant residents in our community alerting us to those situations like happened out at Dana Peak this last Sunday. And appreciative of all the citizens and their kind words and their input that they've given us over the course of the last few days. So very proud of the team that put their efforts together to put that fire out. And it's something that we're still monitoring. I will say that the collective number, we had about 108, 109 firefighters that were out there, as well as about 48 apparatus from around Bell County. So again, a collective effort to do the job that needed to be done there that day. So thank you very much.
Good. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Thank you. One of the fun parts of this job, so that's good. Okay, next item are consent items, paragraph 5. Number 1, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meetings held on September the 14th, 2021, and September the 21st, 2021, and take the appropriate action. Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I would like to move that we approve the minutes of the meetings held on September 14th, 2021, and September 21, 2021, as written.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
I'd like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item is paragraph 6, number 1, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042 prohibits them from, 1, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and 2, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And I do have one green sheet, and I think is it Eunice Humphrey? Okay, please, if you'd come up here and just state your name and address for the record, please, in 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. The reason why I'm in here is because I would like to know what happened with Alberta Circle drainage, because we have a lot of problems in there when it rains. In my house, all the garages flooded in water. So I would like to know what happened, because supposedly it was already in the list for fixing that street, but I don't know what happened. They have not done anything, and we are concerned. Some neighbors were planning to come, but probably they forgot it.
Okay, and again, the city manager's here, and the public works director, and Mr. Mitchell, do you have anything on that at all?
I don't, Mayor. Just make sure she states her name and address for the record there.
Okay. And again, could you just repeat your name and your address for the record, please?
My name is Eunice Humphrey. My address is 1105 Alberta Circle.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have anything else to add on that?
No.
Okay. Staff has taken the notes and
we'll get in touch with Ms. Humphrey.
Right. We'll address your concerns.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else in the chambers that would like to make a presentation? Anyone else that would like to make a presentation? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item number seven, paragraph seven, number one, budget items. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, levying a tax rate of 0.6519 per $100 valuation, comprised of 0.5063 for maintenance and operations and $0.1456 for interest and sinking for the fiscal year 2021-2022, tax year 2021, and take the appropriate action. Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Aisha Leah Lee-E-A, Finance Director. The notice of the public hearing on tax increase was published in the September 17th, 2021 edition of the Clean Daily Herald in accordance with Texas Tax Code Section 2606 after we noticed too late to cancel the original publication on September 16th after noticing that one of the original calculations we were provided was incorrect. So we did correct that with the additional publication on the 17th. The table provided for you on your agenda memo and on your screen depicts how Harker Heights compares to the surrounding cities based on the information contained in the required notices. Because additional information was necessary to compute the levy change, with some cities adopting a different rate than they proposed, that information has been left off of the table that you've been provided. The table does show that, number one, Harker Heights' proposed tax rate decreased from the prior year by 3.85%. This is second behind Killeen, which had a 4.65% decrease. The average home value in Harker Heights increased from the prior year by 8.72%. Temple was the only city lower at 6.52%. The taxes on the average home in Harker Heights increased from the prior year by 4.69%. Temple again was the only city lower by at 4.41%. Local Government Code 102.006B prevents the city from holding a public hearing for the budget and levying a tax rate on the same date. And for this reason, we held the budget items, the public hearing, the budget adoption, the fee schedule, as well as ratifying the tax increase that was shown in the budget last night. And that is why we're doing the public hearing and levying the tax rate or adopting the tax rate tonight. The council can approve a rate of 0.6519 as you did a preliminary vote on August 24th, or you can approve a rate lower than that. But as I stated last night, you can't do anything higher than that. Staff does recommend approving the ordinance as written with the 0.6519. We will need two separate motions as shown in your agenda memo. The first motion approving the ordinance, and the second motion is required by Texas Tax Code Section 26.05B. And you must state that motion as written, and I do believe that Ms. Helsham has those provided for you as well for your screens. Both of those motions will require a record vote, which you already do by the mayor polling you separately. That concludes my presentation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions for the Finance Director? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. You know, as we talked a little bit last night, you know, I want to say thank you so very much for going through the budget and the detail that you did and your staff provided you with all this information and for us, for the council, so we can have all the information to make informed decisions for our city. I mean, it's a tribute to our city for what we've accomplished, you know, especially when we talked last night about the refinancing of the debt. You know, when we look at the INS, and we're really low. We're not having to use a lot of our tax dollars to service our debt, and that's a tribute to, you know, having this great bond rating, which we heard about, and being able to refinance and save the taxpayers, you know, literally millions of dollars over the course of those loans. So that's a great tribute to the city, that, you know, showing that we're being very faithful stewards of the tax dollars that we bring in, and in turn, we're able to turn that into the maintenance and operation funds. And so we're very high up there when you look at it, the comparison for the other cities, and that's a tribute to your management, your team's management of the monies that we bring in to spend to ensure that we have great services for our city. So thank you very much for what you've done, and I look forward to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Thank you, Mayor. I concur with Councilman Blomquist on how excellent of a job you've done. And last night we heard the diversity that we have with having to deal with 2.9 losses of income due to the revenue that the disabled American veterans that are in Harker Heights don't provide. But I have to go on the record and say that this city does an awesome job taking care of everything they can with the resources that we have available. And it's not an easy job, but they do it with love and they do it with passion, and they understand and they appreciate the disabled American veterans. And so for that, as a disabled American veteran, I thank the city for everything that you do to take care of us, and we still have a high quality of life. And we go around and we go to our different sister cities to visit, and we don't see the high quality of life that we have here in Harker Heights. And citizens want to live here because of the service that this city provides to their residents. So on behalf of myself and my family, I want to say thank you for what you do for us, and we'll continue the fight because we're not going to give up. We are Americans. We can, and we will overcome this effort.
Okay, anything else from the council? Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the chambers that would like to make a comment on this budget item? Again, anyone to make a comment on this budget item? Okay, hearing none, I close the public hearing. And again, as you see in your package, we'll need to have a first motion. Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I move to approve an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, levying a tax rate of 0.6519 per $100 valuation, comprised of 0.5063 for maintenance and operations and 0.1456 for interest and sinking. For fiscal year 2021-2022, tax year 2021.
Okay.
Second.
No, we're going to do them individual. We do one at a time. Councilmember Nash.
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the motion on number one? Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano, Place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
This is Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously. And do I have a motion on number two? Okay, Councilmember Nash.
I make a motion that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.6519, which is effectively a 3.39% increase in the tax rate.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
This is Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item, paragraph eight, regular business. Number one, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending chapter 33 of the Code of Harker Heights, establish an arts commission, providing for membership, filling vacancies, removal, providing for qualifications of members, providing for meetings and bylaws, and providing for an effective date, and take the appropriate action. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. Back on the September 7th workshop with Council, there was an interest in developing our Arts Commission. During that discussion, there was a recommended change by the City Council, which was instituted in the bylaws. You can find that on Article 3, Section 1 of the membership. C now reads, all voting members of the commission shall be qualified electors of the city of Harker Heights. This will not apply to the staff member because they are a non-voting member. Gary, if you would please punch up our website. I do want to point out on our website, there is a boards and commissions button, icon button. And Gary, if you would push that. If the council approves the Arts Commission, they will be included on this listing of boards and commissions. And if you just push one of those, and each one of these boards and commissions will have a description of the board. On the bottom, they'll have the actual ordinance, and then they'll have the website for the webpage, as well as the committee application. So if you know some people, let's forward them to that boards and commissions website. So with that, staff recommends approving an ordinance establishing the Arts Commissions for the City of Harker Heights, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, any questions from the council? Okay, thank you, Mr. Bark. Thing is, okay, no questions, and again, this is regular business. Do I have a motion? Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Chapter 33 of the Harker Heights Code, establishing an art commission, providing for membership, filling vacancies, removal, providing for qualifications of members, providing for meetings and bylaws, and providing for an effective date.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I would like to second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes. Okay,
thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under regular business number two, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Chapter 33 of the Code of Harker Heights to remove the Assistant Public Works Director and the Public Works Customer Relation Supervisor from the Stormwater Committee, and adding the Public Works Administrative Assistant to the Stormwater Committee, and take the appropriate action. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. The City of Harker Heights is into the third five-year municipal separate storm sewer system. We like to call that MS4, general permit cycle. The new MS4 general permit for the City of Harker Heights was submitted to TCEQ in July of 2019, with the permit period extending to January 23rd, 2024. And I did call today. I called TCEQ and verified it's still under review. It has gone through two review cycles, and now it goes before the technical committee. Needless to say, they're way behind. So I think part of that's COVID, TCEQ working at home and probably not cranking out as much work as they should. Each year, the five-year implementation period, the city has agreed to particular what they call best management practices. The stormwater coordinator coordinates permit compliance, reporting, and oversees all aspects of the stormwater management plan. The purpose of the stormwater committee is to ensure compliance with the selected BMPs, track implementation and documentation, keep department heads up to date with ongoing stormwater issues, and solicit input from the public and stakeholders. We meet at least once each year in accordance with the Open Meetings Act. So recently, within the last year, the Assistant Public Works Director and Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor positions were eliminated. The Public Works Administrative Assistant has taken the place of the Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor. So the appointments are as follows. The Stormwater Coordinator is the Public Works Director. The Stormwater Committee consists of the Planning and Development Director, the Building Official, the City Planner, the Street Drainage and Sanitation Field Supervisor, the Public Works Administrative Assistant, the Chief Wastewater Plant Operator, and one City Council member. The City Council member is appointed by the Mayor in writing, and you do have a memo on your before you appointing Sam Hallaby to serve on the Stormwater Committee, and Mr. Hallaby has agreed to do that. The Public Works Director recommends approving an ordinance amending Chapter 33 of the Code of Harker Heights to remove the Assistant Public Works Director and the Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor from the Stormwater Committee and adding the Public Works Administrative Assistant to the Stormwater Committee. And I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions for Mr. Hyde? I've got one question for you, Mayor Smith. Can you give you just a brief idea about how extensive the report that you have to submit to TCEQ on this?
Well, I believe the report you sign each year, Mayor, is probably about 180 pages long.
That's about right. It's part of my pleasure reading, so I just thought I would put that out there. So. Good. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Hyde? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So do we have a motion? Okay. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, and I would like to move that we approve the ordinance amending. No, I'm in the wrong place. Get it together.
It's on the screen.
Get it right here.
Motion to approve an ordinance amending Chapter 33 of the Code of Harker Heights to remove the Assistant Public Works Director and the Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor from the Stormwater Committee and adding the Public Works Administrative Assistant to the Stormwater Committee.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, please, 5 seconds.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two. How do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four. How do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five. How do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five. Vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item number three, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And for our citizens, there should be extra copies of the city manager's report on the small table just to the right before you go out the double doors. So please grab a copy of that because I'll just be hitting the highlights tonight. Council, I'll start with human resources. I want to point out that Lieutenant Owen Bullard will be retiring on October the 15th after working 20 years for the city. So we'll get some information out, I'm sure, on a little event for him. Our fire department, I think it's fitting to mention them again tonight. The department received the Mission Lifeline Gold Plus recognition. Just excellent work by them, and I love their final comment on that really what it all boils down to is great patient care. So great job by them on that. Our police office, police department, I want to point out that we had several officers just complete a week-long mental health officer class. And then the Community Services Division will be hosting a Coffee with a Cop event tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at Starbucks. Moving to our library, you'll see there they have an event called It's All Just Hocus Pocus, and the library works with the Beltonian at 219 East Central Avenue in Belton to provide bewitching fun for the family. You see the Disney movie Hocus Pocus on Saturday, October the 16th at 3 p.m. or 6 p.m., and beware, the three Sanderson sisters will be there. You can call the library or visit to reserve your seats for these free showings. Also, it's pumpkin time, so join the library for a free family story time and pumpkin decorating contest at the Harker Heights Farmers Market at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October the 16th. Moving to our Activity Center, Council, you will see that the City of Harker Heights is hosting the Community Garage Sale. That will be Saturday, October the 2nd, and that will be all throughout the city, and the city will have the map for those locations on our website. Also, the Farmers Market will be celebrating fall all October long with extended hours. Those new hours will be 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at City Hall. Moving to Parks and Recreation, you'll see that the Parks and Recreation FY21 Annual Report is now available online. And also want to point out, Council, and the City Manager's Report, you see a new addition there provided by Christina and down in Planning and Development. You see the Code Enforcement Activity Summary, just something to give you an idea of the issues that they're hitting on and kind of gives you a percentage to kind of show you. You'll see that shift as we get out of spring and get more into wintertime. You'll see the grass numbers go down a little bit, see other things pick up. But we'll try to start providing that for you monthly. Also, Council, there at your seats, you will see an update from Ms. Gina Pence on the Harker Heights Food and Wine Fest, and gives you some idea on the dollars that they took in and attendance and things of that nature. And that concludes my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. Mr. Mitchell, for as far as code enforcement, where are we with the laptops with the data reporting that we were working towards it so we could try to speed the process rather than having to come back and forth? Have we made any progress on that?
I don't have an answer on that, council member, but I'll be glad to try to get that for you and get that back to you.
All right, thank you.
Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. On the code enforcement, a new addition to our report. I think this is excellent because this is exactly what we wanted to see so that we have visibility on what we got going on in the city, because we do have a lot of personnel that are not living to the standards that we have set forward, and I think this will mitigate some of that looking forward.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the council for the city manager? Okay, Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash. I have a question. On trash, is that just free-flowing trash or trash cans?
That's a good question, and I'll find that answer out for you, council member, and get that back to you. It could be either one. I mean, if there's trash items that blow up in the yard and they're not cleaning it up, they would require them to pick that up. It could be that those are trash cans left at the road, but I'll have to get a clarification on that one.
That is absolutely driving me crazy, those trash cans on the street.
On the street.
I stop and pick them up and take them up to their curb, to their house.
That's a good neighborhood.
I can't stop it.
Okay, anything else from the council? Since we're talking on code enforcement type issues, again, we're putting the word out again. It's October 1st is rapidly approaching, and we got something that the residents have been able to be prepared for over a year. So again, will we probably see that reflected in this matrix as well?
Yes, sir. I fully expect that you will see that reflected coming up. It'll be a little pain with that one when it starts out, for sure.
Understand.
It's parking on the grass and heavy vehicle parking as well.
Understand. I know some of the efforts that I've seen around town that have popped up on code enforcement, so the people got the idea on that, but I think that's going to be something that's going to be a challenge going forward, just like with Councilmember Nash talking about the trash. You know, again, we're just going to an ongoing effort. We still got people that, well, we tried to mitigate by doing the 96-gallon carts, and people still putting their, you know, bags out there and cardboard boxes, which, you know, all the critters can get into that stuff. So that's what we're trying to you know, mitigate this from a health and public safety issue. So again, look forward to seeing more on this matrix as we go forward. Anything else for the city manager? Okay, next item is paragraph 9, number 1, council member closing statements. Council member Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, just wanted to share a couple of events that I attended this week and last week. Got a chance to go on the 17th of September to VFW 3892, where they had a POW MIA ceremony and dinner. And got a chance to meet Ms. Ruby Spann, that has been living here since the beginning of time of the city of Harker Heights, and that was really interesting. To get a chance to meet her, and she has been participating with VFW for many years. On the 18th of September, I got a chance to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. They had what we call bomba en plena, which was music and of course, eating, which was a really nice event. On the 20th of September, I attended the Harker Heights High School Community Rally, which was really well attended based on the COVID and everything that we have going on, so that was pretty good. And then on the 24th of September, I attended the Fort Hood retirement ceremony. We'll welcome our newest retirees to our city. That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Not to have my thunder stolen on the farmer's market, but it is still going very, very strong, and it's nice to see we have some very nice cooler weather for the early morning hours. So, and there's still some fruits and vegetables to be had, so please come out and get your fruits and vegetables. And there is an extension next hour, so that's going to be great for the folks that are coming out that like to get up a little later in the morning and enjoy their extra hour of sleep or so. So please come out and enjoy the farmer's market. I also attended the community rally with the rest of the council, and it was a great event celebrating our Harker Heights sports and the youth activities there with this resounding win over Ellison this past week. They're still, Knights are now 4-0, so going strong, going into the district competition, so we want to see them win this year. And then just an update, I wanted to thank the city manager and staff for providing me assistance as the chairman for the Bell County Health District. I'm on the selection committee for the new director, which we're doing currently right now. We're doing interviews for the next week, or actually 2 weeks. We're gonna be doing interviews for candidates for that position. So hopefully we'll get a new director here soon. So thank you to David, Leona, Jerry, and Gary here, keeping me on track with what I need to do here to make that work. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nash.
Okay, on the 16th of September, I attended the unaccompanied soldier that didn't have any family members out at the Veterans Cemetery. I attended that, and then on the 17th, I attended Sergeant Major Cotton's funeral service. On the 20th of September, I also attended the homecoming rally, and on the 24th, I attended the rededication of Brigadier General Hildner's field at 13th CSC and the retirement ceremony. We all end up missing the town hall meeting last night that we had at Harker Heights Elementary School in reference to our redistricting of our students. But from the report that I got, that it went over, we had lots of people that were there to represent. And I'm selling a lot of stuff on October 2nd. If y'all want to come over and buy it, I'd appreciate it. That's it.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, our family finally didn't have a soccer game or a baseball game, so I finally got to make it to the farmer's market. Just saying. And it was wonderful. It was play day, so my children had a great time. I, too, attended the pep rally with my fellow council members, and it was wonderful. I think probably the best year yet. And then, of course, the museum tour. I wanted to highlight that since we didn't get to say that, but that was wonderful. I'm very grateful that my son got to attend that as well, but it was nice to have such a great turnout of attendance of all of us being there for the museum, and it was a great eye-opening tour about what is about to impact our area, so it was very nice, and I think that's it.
Okay, good. Anything else from the council?
I agree. I do.
That's what they say. Okay. All right. That concludes the closing statements and updates and comments from the mayor. Again, many of the activities are going to be redundant since we had people really active out there. On September 15th, the Harkerites City Hall meeting with city staff. On September 15th, the Harkerites Chamber of Commerce board meeting. On September 17th, POW MIA ceremony at VFW 3892 in Harker Heights. On September 18th, the House Redistricting Committee testimony at the Austin State Capitol. On September 20th, Harkerites City Hall meeting with a representative from 14 Ford and city staff. On September the 20th, Harkerites High School Community Homecoming Rally. September 21st, tour of National Mounted Warfare Museum construction site with city staff and city council at Fort Hood. September 21st, we had our council workshop. On September 22nd, attended the Killeen Temple Metropolitan Planning Organization Transportation Policy Planning Board meeting, which was virtual. And I was elected as chairman for October 2021 to September of 2022. On September 22nd, attended the Fort Hood Community Service Council meeting at Fort Hood. And again, I'll just mention that that's really a wonderful opportunity. They have all the commands that are out there, all the different neighborhoods that are aboard Fort Hood that's out there. Lieutenant General White was there, and both the deputy commanders, Major General Hastings and Major General Gillen were there. Yeah, but it's a good opportunity. They give usually Mayor Segarra and myself are there. This time he had another commitment, so Mayor Pro Tem Nash King was there, and again be able to present things about our cities. So both Killeen and Heights regularly attend those things, and we're the only municipal governments that are represented. And again, General White definitely has noted that. But as we're able to talk about the things that are important, many of the things that we've discussed here in the last few meetings, and again, making sure that the soldiers that reside here, as we all know, the 72% of the soldiers board Fort Hood, they live outside the gate, and many of them live here. And the fact is that when the guys go down range to do stuff and things for our national defense, their spouses and their kids stay behind. And we stress that point, and they realize that as far as the active duty soldiers, what the importance that is to having fire department, police department, parks and rec, and all the things that go with it, the quality of life that we have there. So we had a lot of discussions. Again, Mr. Mitchell, we've provided a white paper to General White about the discussion on our number one priority about the disabled veterans our property tax exemption. And the fact is, it does affect the active duty soldiers, because the thing is, we need to be able to provide that quality of life for them. And again, that is more and more challenging, okay, with what we're dealing with on this unsustainable basically rock that we have to carry in our pack. So again, we have a lot of that word gets put out there, making them aware, as well as we talk to a lot of our federal, you know, congressmen, representatives, senators, state as well. That word is getting put out there. So any way that we can, and that's why we encourage our citizens to get on board, to study all these things and get engaged. Because all too often, they're only worried about the thing that's in their backyard. Well, it's a lot more greater than that, and that's things that the council and the staff that they have to deal with as far as trying to put our right foot forward and continue to make Harker Heights the bright star of Central Texas. So from saying that, then I had one of the colonels, a female colonel, came up to me afterwards and introduced herself. She lives out off of Fuller Road, and so she had the opportunity to meet the mayor. But the thing is that she had heard that, and so that message, so we said, good, we'll take that forward to your soldiers and their families. So the thing is that we can make it a better place. A lot of them have lived in a lot of different areas, so they can bring a lot of different good ideas to us, so we don't have a lock on any of that stuff. So that's something that I look forward to, and I want to make sure that if I'm going to be able to attend, that we'll have the Mayor Pro Tem or somebody from the city that will recognize the city with the commands out there. On the 23rd, attended the Central Texas Council of Governments Executive Board meeting in Belton. On 24th, attended the 1st Cavalry Division Centennial Ceremony at Fort Hood. That was the best event that I've attended since I've been out there. They did it big time. And so the fact that we had all those rotary wing aircraft flying over about 100 feet, that really got me excited. So took me back to my younger days. Again, on September the 24th, again, that Councilmember Fontaine and Councilmember Nash were out there for Three Corps Phantom Honor Ceremony for Fort Hood retirees. And again, just to reiterate, again, an idea that Councilmember Soriano Fontaine came up with a little while back, that we have a card that's made up, and the council members that go out there, I go ahead and sign it as the mayor, we put our business cards in there, and before the festivities start, we make sure to present that to the retiree. We had three this time, and then we make sure, if you saw that on there, we do a grip and grin with them and their families and get it posted. So the thing is, and again, we're the only city that does that. Okay, so that's just, again, just that extra step. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing, and they all appreciate it when we do that. Let's see, on the 24th, had a Harkright City Hall meeting with city staff. On the 25th, attended Tri-Unity Ministries gathering at the Harkright's Fire Department Central Station with Chief Sims and myself were there. That was a really great event with representatives from many different congregations in the area. On the 25th, also attended the Harkright's Farmers Market. Always fun biryani for dinner, so that's good. And September 27th, we had our Harkright's City Council special meeting. And this morning on September 28th, I joined with all my brethren that are in the winter of their life at the Senior Expo 2021 at Bell County Expo Center. So again, got to meet some of those folks. As a matter of fact, many of you know people that are very active, especially with the Pet Adoption Center. So Hubert and Finney Durr were there and made sure to introduce their mayor to their friend. So it's all good. So anything else from the council? Okay, it's been good. So the time is 5:47 and we're adjourned.